Blog Talk Radio.
It's been quite a year, a test of my faith. I've seen some things that took my breath away. I've lost some friends and some loved ones too. But Lord, I'm leaning and depending on you, and I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust. Who could have planned for such a time as this, when nothing seems certain? Help us, Lord, is my one wish. My strength is weak, but my faith is strong. No matter what I face, I'm gonna keep holding on. I'm still gonna try.
I'm still gonna trust you.
Ezra Rogers, ladies and gentlemen. That was titled Gonna Trust You. Ladies and gentlemen, like he said in the song, we have no other choice, and we want no other choice for those who believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and follow him all the way to the cross, ladies and gentlemen, and beyond. Thank you so much. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Dr. Crenshaw for sharing that vicious, sharing that powerful song with us today. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop's coming up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. What a beautiful, beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're listening to this live, listening to this later on, it's a blessing, ladies and gentlemen. Such a blessing to be with you today as well. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. We're excited about what the Lord is doing even right now. Praise the Lord. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number is 347. I am convinced everybody on the planet needs prayer. No doubt about that. Everybody needs prayer today, ladies and gentlemen. The call-in number, 347-843-4559. Please share that out if you like, if you have time to do that. Text that out, 347-843-4559. And we're excited about Bishop and Doc being with us this morning. Always want to give the man and woman of God a round of applause for being here today. Yes, yes, yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. We thank you also, ladies and gentlemen, those who are live right now, listening via the internet and, of course, on the phone line right now. Thank you for being with us this morning as well. God bless you. We are praying for you also, always, always. Thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, also to our scripture for today, it's going to be Hebrews chapter 10. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Hebrews chapter 10 when you get a chance, if you haven't already read the word this morning. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 39, coming up shortly. The word of God will stand forever, ladies and gentlemen, as you know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, also too, later on, if you have a prayer request, comment, or question, we're going to open up the lines later on. Just hit star one on your phone, star one on your phone. I'll put you in queue later on if you have a prayer request, and make sure I don't forget that. And also if you have a comment or a question there today as well. God bless you. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Let's go to the word, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the word of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 39. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that ye, after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Let me read that one again, ladies and gentlemen. This is verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them, amen, who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Oh, man, that is so powerful. I need to read that one again as well. But this is verse 39, but we are not of them, amen, who draw back unto perdition, but them that believe to the saving of the soul. Oh, man, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his wonderful word, ladies and gentlemen, out of Hebrews. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe there, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. At this time, we're going to open up the mic for Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us this morning. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Ella Kevin. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your goodness and mercy. The Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we magnify you. We lift your name up because you alone is worthy of all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Lord, this day that you've made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. And we call those things to be not as though they already are. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray against every spirit of disease or sickness, God. We pray against the spirit of fear, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus this morning. We plead the blood of Jesus against the minds of people, God. We plead the blood for their mind, their good health. Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our people was on you, but it's with your stripes. Father God, we decree and declare it is done according to your word. And Father God, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think of even ask. Father God, we give you glory for it today, and we call it so. And Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for your healing power. We praise you, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, as you heal like never before, as you deliver, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus today. And Father, we decree and declare your word over your people. Father, we pray for the body of Christ, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us, O Heavenly Father. Strengthen us, God. Keep our minds in perfect peace that stayed on you, O mighty God. We thank you right now because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray this morning for you people, O Heavenly Father. We pray for their good health, their sound mind. We pray for their protection, God, against evil of this world, God. We pray, God, that you keep them, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will protect them even as they go to school each and every day. God, we pray, God, even for their safety at home, God. We pray for their protection every moment in their lives, God, that no evil, no plague shall come near thy dwelling. And Father God, we pray for their total healing in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are sick with diseases and, God, high blood pressure, cancer today. We pray against that spirit of suicide. And Father God, that evil shall come near our dwelling. Father, we decree and declare it is already done. Your words say one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. Your words say word is everlasting and eternal, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you for what you are doing at this moment. Father God, we pray for families and safety, O God. We pray as you strengthen families of God, bind them together as never before. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our nation, O God. We pray for the cities and countries, O Heavenly Father. We pray for our government, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, reveal and expose every evil work of the enemy. Reveal it, expose it, and destroy. Reveal it, expose it, and destroy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your words. God, let God arrive and let his enemy be scattered. Let them that can flee before him, as smoke is driven away, drive them away, as wax melt before the fire. Let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God. But yea, let the righteous be exceedingly rejoiced. And Father, we forever glorify you for your goodness. Lord, we thank you, God, that we come against that spirit of poverty, oh God. We thank you, God, that we come against that spirit of poverty mindset, God, that you would tear down that scroll of petition, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you restore, God, everything that the cankerworm, the caterpillar has taken away. Restore it back in the name of Jesus. We thank you for more than enough, God. Lord, we thank you, your word say you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. And there is no shortage in heaven, O Heavenly Father. And Father, we call those things to be not as though they already are. We pray against murder and suicide, God. We pray against murder and suicide against black men and women, oh God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you protect that young man, that protect that young individual. Father God, we pray for their safety, oh Heavenly Father. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will protect them. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, and we decree and declare your word say, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Lord, we thank you for ordering our steps this morning. We thank you for directing our path this morning. We thank you for blessing us, God. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. God, we thank you there will be no lack in our lives. We thank you, God, that you are blessing us even at this moment, God. We thank you for the favor of God in the name of Jesus, the Lord that follows. God, the favor of God that blesses your people, Lord. We give you glory for it even now. Father God, we thank you right now. We decree and declare total healing for the mind, the body, the soul, and the spirit. We decree total restoration for the body of man, God. We decree and declare your words is eternal, God. Your word is power, and your word is spirit. We decree and declare, God, and we agree with what your word say. We agree with your word because your word is everlasting. Your word, everything else will go down, but your word shall stand forever. We thank you for it today, God. We thank you for men and women, God, that love you today. We thank you for families that love you today. We thank you for the body of Christ. God, even as we pray, God, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together in unity and in love. God, take away the spirit of fear. Take away the spirit of doubt. Take away the spirit of confusion. And God, fill our minds with your word. And Father, we'll be able to give you praise. We'll be able to magnify you. We'll lift your name up. And we call it so right now. We decree and declare. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against every spirit that tried to attack and tried to destroy the people of God. We come against that spirit even now. And Father, we rebuke all sickness and disease. God, we pray for that individual that may have COVID-19, God. We know that you are the same God. Yesterday, today, and forevermore, you have the same healing power and deliverance. We thank you, God, our children. We thank you, God, as you bless, God, in the name of Jesus, in going and out. Name of Jesus, as you bless people, as you bless the strength of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory today. And Father, pull down every stronghold of the enemy. Reveal it to us, oh God. Reveal, God, the secrets of your word to us today, God. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that no weapon formed you shall be able to prosper. We thank you right now. The every tongue that this rise up against us shall be God, in the name of Jesus, we counsel it even now. We counsel it in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare victory, God. We decree declare the victory for those that are sick. We decree and declare full healing in their body even now. We decree and declare, God, we agree with your word. When everybody else do not agree, we agree with your word, God. When the world don't stand, we agree with your word. When people don't like it, God, we thank you right now, the God, that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. The Lord is the light of our salvation, and whom shall we fear? The Lord is our strength and our life, and whom shall we be afraid? Father, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you and we glorify you for it. Oh, God, we magnify you for your word in the name of Jesus. We magnify you, God, because you are God, and beside you there is no other. We thank you. This is not, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power in of a sound mind. We cast that confidence would have great recompense to reward, but we thank you for it. Fast to your promises, God. We thank you for your word, because your word shall come to pass. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of our mouth shall not return to you void, but it will accomplish that you please. Prosper into the thing whereto you send it. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believe on me and the works that I do, praise God, greater work shall he do. Father God, we thank you this morning for your word. You're assuring us in your word, God, that you are the light of the world, God. And we will walk in the light. We shall not walk in darkness. God, we thank you for now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for song this morning, God. We pray for souls they will save. We pray for that man that God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will deliver him out of the hands and the clutches of the enemy. We pray for that family this morning, you will deliver this morning. Father God, we pray that you will bring peace in the midst of confusion. We pray that you will bring joy in sadness. So, Heavenly Father, we glorify you, God, as you test the minds and the bodies of the people even now. Bless them, God. Test that person that has lost a loved one. Feel, God, feel that all hope is gone. Let them know, God, that you are the same yesterday and forevermore. And we will magnify you. We will glorify you. We will lift your name up. And we thank you for all that you have already done. We thank you for the small and the great things you've done. We thank you for every blessing that you've allowed to come our way. We thank you for every door that has been open to us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for God, in the name of Jesus, you keep blessing your people over and over again. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for America, God, in the name of Jesus. We need you as never before. Your word said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven, you will forgive our sin, and you will heal our land. Lord, we need your healing today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, heal the utmost, O Heavenly Father. God, we thank you right now that we will not walk in fear in spite of what the news say, in spite of what the reports say. We will not walk in fear, but we will walk in faith, because now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So now that we walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we thank you this morning, God. We glorify you for your assurance. We magnify you because you are the greatest of all. And Father, we thank you, God. Your words say you never seen the righteous forsaken, nor your seed begging for bread. We thank you for more than enough, God. God, we are lenders and not borrowers. And we thank you this morning, God, that you keep blessing us for more and more. We thank you for every door that is being opened. We thank you for spiritual doors are being opened even now. We thank you, God, that you're blessing your people in a great and mighty way this morning. We thank you, God, that you have not given up on us. And Father, we will not give up. We will not stop. We will not quit. We will not be afraid, but we are decree and declare your word in these last and evil days. We thank you for souls are being even now. Minds are being changed and hearts are being fixed. Father, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We glorify you from the miracles that are taking place, for every blessing, God. We are blessed to see this morning. We are blessed to hear this morning. We are blessed to talk this morning. We are blessed because you have blessed us beyond measure. And Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father. For families, O God. Unite families as never before. Unite mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers. Unite name him in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for that child that is missing, that they will come back home. They will recover them and bring them home now, God, safely in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And Father, your word promise us that you will hold no good thing for them that love you. And Father, we thank you. We stand on your word today. It is already done according to your word. It is already so according to your word. It is already finished according to your word. And we give you thanks for it, and we forever praise you. We pray, God, for the children as they go to school. God, we pray that you will protect their minds, God. Protect their souls, oh Heavenly Father. Look on the faculty members, all of those that are working on the front lines. Father, we thank you for each and every one as you continue to direct their path. God, direct them, God. Look on those that's in college, God. Look on those that's expecting jobs, God. The door is already open. The way already been made. Provision is already divided. And Father, we thank you, God, that you have not given us a lazy spirit that lay back and think it's going to fall out the sky. But God, we will put forth the effort. God, we will put in the work. And Father, we give you glory for the miracles. And we praise you for all that you've already done. We pray for our nation. We pray for our neighbors. We pray for our communities. Father, we pray for our city, God. We pray against the violent black-on-black crime. We pray against that spirit in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you as you change the hearts and the minds of people. And Father, as you've opened the doors as never before, those that are even in prison, those that have been incarcerated unfairly, unjustly. Father, we know that you can restore everything that the caterpillar have taken away. Restore it. We thank you for the time, the moment, and we give you praise even now. We thank you for every prayer warrior that's crying out to you, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you for everyone that's laboring the gospel, Lord. Continue to bless the pastors and the congregation. Continue to bless the people of God everywhere. Lord, we pray for Africa, the pastors there. We pray for the people there. We pray for God that you would deliver them out of the hands of the clutches of the enemy, out of poverty, oh God. We give you glory. Even in America, God, we pray against that spirit of poverty. Father, we pray against that spirit of mental illness, God. We pray for those people that are homeless this morning, God, that you will make a way, that you will provide, God, in the name of Jesus, and renew their life, restore them back to you, God. And we give you thanks for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, that was a powerful prayer from Bishop John Crenshaw. This is prayer time for Bishop John Crenshaw. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring in Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Doc, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Praise the Lord. Bless God for this beautiful Saturday morning. I want to encourage you, praise the Lord, after that powerful prayer with Bishop Crenshaw, the word of the Lord from the prophet Jeremiah 29:11, a very familiar scripture. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. But I want to focus in on verse number 12 and 13. It says, then, that means after we know what God has promised us, and he really already knows, sees, amen, our expected end, the Bible says, then shall ye call upon me. Which means God knows, yes, he knows our expected end. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. We may not. Because he's omniscient, he's sovereign, he knows everything, he's everywhere. But what are we going to do about it? He then said, then shall you call upon me. Now that means we're going to pray, we're going to seek God. And you shall go and pray, the word says, unto me, and I will hearken unto you. The scripture is basically letting us know through the prophet Jeremiah, it's not good enough for God to have good thoughts toward us, to have thoughts of peace and not evil. But praise God that for us to receive what God has purposed for us, we also must seek him. We must seek him for direction. We must understand the path that he has set before us. 13 says, and ye shall seek me and find me, and we shall search for me with all, Bible says, all your heart. It is our responsibility, praise God, to receive what God has promised us. How? Through seeking him, amen, through inquiring what the will of the Lord is concerning our lives. As Bishop has prayed, it's not just going to fall out the sky. The pie is not just going to fall out the sky. But we have a responsibility to seek him and to pray. As the word was decreed and declared in the prayer this morning, Psalm 68, praise God, let God arise and let this enemy be scattered. What enemy? Sounds like to me this scripture is being very specific, praise the Lord. So we, as David, begin to decree in this particular psalm, let this enemy, what enemy? Praise God. So we as a people, individually, we need to understand exactly what we're fighting against. What is the specific warfare, praise God, that we're dealing with in our personal lives? And then we can seek God, understand what the will of the Lord is, so that we can receive the promises that God has already prepared for us, because he knows what the expected end is. And for me to be able to walk, amen, in the pathway of favor that leads me to that, amen, expected end that God has already decreed, we must know the pathway that we must take for our personal life. Understand what we're fighting against so we can pray. Understand what the warfare is so we can decree in the word of God. The enemy's going to come in one way, but oh my God, in the name of Jesus, it's going to be scattered seven ways. So know what the will of God is in your life. Praise God. We don't leave it all up to God, but we must do something. We must seek him, as the word has said here in the book of Jeremiah. We must pray. Praise God. And the Bible says, with all, not some of our hearts, but all of our hearts, may the favor and the blessings of God lead you to your expected end by trusting him. I love that song. I will trust. Oh, my God. I'm still going to trust him. And I encourage you, in the midst of all this going on, still trust God. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Just heard the wonderful voice and wisdom and word from Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. You better give God some praise for the word today. And Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to give you time to respond if you like to have a prayer. If you have a prayer request or comment or question at this time, we want to open up the lines. We'll give you a few seconds for that time. Just hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone. We'll put you in queue. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. 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 Let's go to the phones, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the line. I will mention your last four digits and bring you in, and the Bishop and Doc will hear your request here. Thank you so much. Caller 6569, you're live on the air with Bishop and Doc. God bless you.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Dr. Crenshaw for her words of wisdom, and I'd like to thank the Bishop for his awesome, awesome prayer, and I would like to ask for prayer for forgiveness in everybody's heart, for anybody that ever did anything against him, to just let it go and move on. Amen.
Amen, caller. Amen. I am with you on that. Whatever we got to do to get things right with the Lord, this is a great day to do that at this time, a great hour. I'm going to take that wonderful prayer request for my own self, like right now, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for the word of God, because the word of God is true, and there's no other way, ladies and gentlemen. There's no other way. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, caller, for that powerful request of prayer. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, back to you, sir. Close out.
Well, praise God. We thank God for the quest for forgiveness. Father, we pray for that spirit that men will humble themselves and forgive. For God, because forgiven will open up the doors of blessings, the promises of God in their lives, Father. Healing of the soul, Father, we thank you now. Even as you, God, we pray for those that need to forgive other people, God. We pray, God, that you are the only one can test their heart and change their mind and their thought, God, and renew their strength and their mind, and God, and give them the mind of Christ. Father, we thank you right now. God, we pray against that spirit of unforgiveness. And Father, we counsel this assignment of the enemy that comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But God, you have promised that you have come to give life and life more abundant. And there's forgiving is giving us life more abundant. Father, we pray, God, even now that you clear the airways and God, pull down that stronghold of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood. We put it under the blood even now. We thank you, God, that you will heal the brokenness heart. We heal the heart that's been broken, God. Heal the soul that's been broken, the mind. Restore it, God, with your word. And God, we give you thanks and we decree and declare, God, your word say one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement this morning, O Heavenly Father, that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And God, we thank you for it. It is done and it is so. And we praise you. In advance, it is already done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Amen, Bishop. And I received that, Bishop, for my house. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to receive it for your home today. This has been and is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. What a great day, ladies and gentlemen. What a great day. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Amen.
God bless you, too.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have a wonderful and awesome day today. And the word has gone forth. Your day is actually set up right now. It's been set up through prayer from Bishop and Doc today. So go forth and have a great day today and do be productive and enjoy your wonderful family and do the things you have to do today in Jesus' mighty name. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for that. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today. And we want you to continue to enjoy your wonderful, wonderful life, ladies and gentlemen. As Bishop always reminds us, continue to pray. Ladies, always pray. Pray for yourself. Pray for others. You can literally lay hands on yourself, ladies and gentlemen, in the name of Jesus, and things will change in your life, ladies and gentlemen. There's healing in his name, ladies and gentlemen. There's joy and peace and patience in his name, ladies and gentlemen. So we just thank God for the word. We thank God for the man and woman of God today as well. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with a wonderful song, the opening song again from Joshua Rogers, Still Gonna Trust. Oh, man, that's one thing. If we could sum up today, we got to trust God, ladies and gentlemen. You just got to trust him. You got to trust him. I mean, that cannot change. You just got to trust God in everything. So, ladies and gentlemen, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you later.
Been quite a year, a test of my faith. I've seen some things that took my breath away. I've lost some friends and some loved ones too. But Lord, I'm leaning and depending on you, and I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust. Who? could have planned for such a time as this? When nothing seems certain, help us, Lord, in my one wish. My strength is weak, but my faith is strong. No matter what I face, I'm gonna keep holding on. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you. Put it in you, Jesus. You're my healer, yes you are. Jesus, I put my trust in you, you. Let me say it again, Jesus. I put my trust in you.
That's one thing we have to do each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we let you go. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.